Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. First, a surprising response to the recent 12-day war between Iran and Israel. The details in a moment. Then later, partnerships lead to more gospel work in Pakistan. We'll tell you what's happening in just a few moments. But first, with the Israel-Iran ceasefire just a week old, diplomacy returns to the table, though not between those two nations. Instead, Israel considers how to normalize ties with neighboring Syria and Lebanon. As these latest conversations unfold, one thing remains the same in Israel. God's people press on. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says one congregation had a narrow escape during the 12-day war.
How would you respond if a ballistic missile was coming in, landed 300 feet away? Their answer, we're going to worship. We're going to thank God that we're still here. He's got us here for a purpose.
These Russian-speaking Jews had another unexpected reply when SGA asked if they needed any help.
And I could almost see them smiling through each response to me. We're okay. We're continuing to do what God has raised us up to do.
Mark says these believers ask God better questions than why us. They have God's kingdom in mind.
They smile in response and say, this is our life. We are pressing on. We are answering the question to what God would have us do. And we are continuing to search out what we can learn through it, that day by day, we may become more vibrant vessels for God's use.
Find more faith-filled stories and prayer points in the full story at our website. Next, six American missionaries are detained in South Korea after trying to send rice and Bibles to North Korea by sea. Though well-intentioned, their action violated a law meant to prevent tensions with the North. Eric Foley from the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says,
one of the challenges that we see with people, groups doing work inside North Korea, is that they often don't think about the Christians that are inside North Korea to begin with.
This attempt may lead to tighter restrictions or even increased surveillance. A more secure way to reach North Koreans is by working with believers already inside.
In truth, more people are reading the Bible inside North Korea today than any other time in history.
As of 2020, up to 8% have seen and possibly engaged with the Bible.
There are an estimated 30,000 North Koreans in prison for their faith.
They're in urgent need of global intercession, both before God and, where possible, before their government. Despite persecution and limited contact with outsiders, the good news still spreads. The North Korean church knows how to adapt.
They know the country well. They know how to best reach the country and how to do the work.
Pray for those spreading the gospel under pressure and for those still in darkness, unaware that hope is near. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, Fadi Sharaya with the MENA Leadership Center shares his vision for the ministry's new growing partnership with the Pakistani church. He sheds an optimistic light on the current challenges of these Christians who are a minority in Pakistan.
Can you imagine if we have those 120 churches on fire for Christ?
Through this partnership, the MENA Leadership Center will mentor and train indigenous leaders of Pakistani churches, equipping them to encourage their members in spreading the gospel. The ministry is connected with one Pakistani leader who leads 120 churches, and they're encouraged by his receptiveness.
I see those challenges as opportunities for us to work on those challenges. So whether it's capacity building challenge, whether it's evangelistic approach challenge, those are opportunities for us to go meet those needs.
MLC hopes to see many leaders equipped and the Church of Pakistan awakened and mobilized to share the good news. So please pray for wisdom and discernment for the team, good partnerships, effective mentorships, financial resources, and protection against spiritual attack.
He can see the need to do things in a different way. And he can see the need for evangelism and sharing the gospel and talk to other people about Christ.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.